Brad! Brad Carter! You've got to come back with me. Back to the 90s. You see, according to my calculations, during the early to mid-1990s, you made approximately $186,000 worth of fraudulent telephone calls. Now, because the telephone companies lacked the money for those calls, they had to decrease the amounts by which they were funding secret scientific research at Bell Laboratories. The technological progress at Bell Labs was irretrievably delayed by a factor of about 30 years. This was work that was destined to advance the sciences of holographic film projection, hover flight capabilities for cars and skateboards, and TV set robot waiters for restaurants, home fusion energy reactors, and dehydrated pizza. All important innovations vital to the future success and prosperity of mankind. Look outside, man! It's 2015, but everyone has to tie their own shoelaces! Your jacket zipper doesn't even speak to you! The cars outside aren't flying, are they? Now, they're not even fueled by rotting garbage! Your simple desire to defraud the telephone company for an irresponsible decade of your life has caused the timeline to skew into this tangent, creating an alternate 2015, a reality in which the world's oil companies remain rich and powerful and married to your mother! It's all your fault, Brad Carter! You made the future like this! You're freaking, and you're sharing and promoting your freaking techniques with your text files and your websites and your best-selling book, Cause a Time Paradox, the results of which have started a chain reaction that could unravel the very fabric of the space-time continuum and destroy the entire universe! And what's more, you've ensured that the gleaming neon-colored future of 2015 becomes just a crappier version of the 20th century, with worse popular music and duller podcasts. We need to set things right. And I've worked out a plan for us to do it. I need you to meet me tonight at the Twin Pines Mall at 1:15. We'll go back to 1991. We'll find you some odd jobs you can start working at in order to begin earning and repaying your $186,000 debt to the phone company, thereby repairing the damage to the timeline caused by your phone freaking and restoring the promising, prosperous, potential-filled future of 2015. Don't forget now, 1:15 a.m. Twin Pines Mall. Bring a chunky VHS camera, and I'll see you in the future.
Oh, Roy Jervell wants you. Oh, so bad. You're not the only call he's ever had. And if he says he's gonna call on you, don't you know it's just the Snowplow Show? So take the call from Roy Jervell. Pick up that phone. He's on the air with the Snowplow Show.
So pick up Roy Jervell on
the Snowplow Show.
Cactus.
Why, hello there, listener. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 445, and it's sponsored by Buster C. Thank you, Buster C, for being a supporter at patreon.com/phonelosers. Today is March 2nd, 2018, and today we're doing a live show. I already did the live show, in fact, but through the magic of pre-recorded radio and editing and all that stuff that you guys just completely don't understand, I'm saying all this stuff before the show happened. It's like I'm a time traveler. Just a couple of things before we get started. Number one, of course, the Kickstarter. It's going great. If you want to get a 2018 PLA coin, then you should definitely support the Kickstarter. I will have them for sale after the Kickstarter, but it'll really help if you just get it on the Kickstarter and you get it as soon as possible and you help fund the Kickstarter and I can get more coins up front. It's up to over $1,100 of the $1,000 goal, so we've met the goal. We have 29 days to go, 59 backers. Thank you, everyone that's helped support this. I'm hoping to get like some different styles of coins, maybe some lapel pins, so keep supporting the Kickstarter. The next thing is regarding Mr. Biggs and his amazing new podcast. I'm just excited that he mentioned the phone loser's name on the air. Here, I'm going to play that. I'm going to find it right now. I'm going to play that. I know I've mentioned this guy before.
Yeah, stick it.
Thank you to everybody that supports the show on Patreon.
So he does a podcast. It's called Stick It with Mr. Biggs. And he talks to you about glues and adhesives. All kinds of, you know, things like that.
Alias Humbord.
And here he is thanking people.
Ricky Johnson's. And Phone Losers of America. Oh, why do they keep losing their phone? Just put it in your pocket, dummy. Stupid.
I love Mr.
If you want to support the show, head on over to...
So, I've mentioned him before. I used to mention him a lot back in the phone show days, because they did this amazing thing where they pretended to be on an AM radio station, and they took callers, but they were using real caller audio from real cheesy AM radio shows, talk shows, and they did some editing on it and made it hilarious. It was really great stuff. And this new podcast of his, it's just as ridiculous, but without the incoming callers. It's more like they're taking emails and stuff. And I've been supporting him on Patreon, and I love these guys. I'm just all giddy that he mentioned phone losers on his show. Quite a few of you are listeners already, but if you're not, go to askmrbiggs.com and check out his show. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. He spends most of his show just berating his co-host. It's pretty awesome. I think that's all I have for the beginning of the show, so it's time to listen to the live show. Here it is.
No matter what you're doing or where, a new Trimline extension phone brings the dial to you. Why not call your C&P business office and ask about your new Trimline soon?
Hello, everyone. Guess what? The Phone Losers website is down. Greg T. alerted me to that first thing this morning, and I confirmed that it's down, too. And I don't know, who cares, you know, snowplowshow.com still works. I bet notla.com still works. Fuck phone losers. Just go to those other sites. The request lines are back up, though. You know, my debit card finally went through. We have a request line again. Not that I ever pick up, but, you know, maybe. So today I'm just going to go through those trailer park lists again. It's a bit earlier today, so I think I might get through to more people than I did last time. Yeah, I don't know why the website's down. I didn't even bother looking. It's probably getting DDoSed. It gets DDoSed every few months. I just wait it out. If the website's ever down, just go to snowplowshow.com. The shows are all on there. Or go to Patreon. My bill's paid. It's not my fault. It's just broken. Something's broken. It's hackers. That's all. But the important thing is that notla.com still works. That's the important one.
This is a mobile home park.
Hey, I'm a tenant here at the mobile home park.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know I've turned my trailer into an Airbnb.
Okay.
And so I have three tenants in there right now. I'm still living in there. I'm still kind of staying on the couch, but the rooms, you know, there's just going to be people coming and going. I put like an automatic, a lock thing on there. Like it's a electronic lock. They have to open it up with their smartphones.
Okay. Now, so let's rewind for a second. Okay. Who are you again?
My name is Roy.
Okay. And who are you thinking you're talking to?
The mobile home park that I live in on Main Street.
Okay, and what unit are you in?
23.
23?
Yep.
Well, that's kind of unusual. You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. Why is that unusual?
Well, let me see here.
You don't
know? When was the last time you paid rent?
I don't know. I'll pay it soon. Don't worry about it.
Well, I got a better idea.
What?
I get the sheriff over here. You're not supposed to be in that house. It's called trespass.
It's not. I live here. I live here. I have a contract and everything.
Good. Bring it to the office. I'd like to see it.
No, I don't have to. I'm just letting you know why there's going to be extra people here and extra cars parked outside. You don't have to be a dick about it.
There are going to be extra people called sheriff's deputies if you don't listen to me.
Well, I think you're overreacting.
I don't know who you are. That's the point. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I told you who I am.
I've never met you.
I didn't sound like I really want to meet you, because you sound like kind of an asshole.
You got to be kidding me.
You really are an asshole.
You're going to squat in that house? I'm the sheriff over here and kick your ass out in the heartbeat.
I'm not squatting, you idiot. I have a lease and everything, a rental agreement.
How could you have a lease? 23 is vacant. It had storm damage in it.
I didn't say 23, dummy.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You typed it in wrong.
Okay. What house did you say?
I said 27.
27.
It doesn't even matter. Look, if you see extra people going into a trailer,
it's
the Airbnb.
Yes, I will evict you.
No, you won't.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
I have a contract with Airbnb.
I don't care if you have a contract with God. The contract is not with me. That's, you can't just have random people staying there. It doesn't work that way.
That's blasphemous. You shouldn't talk about God like that.
Well, he's going to come down and strike your ass dead, because what you're doing is not allowed.
I'll pray for you tonight.
You think you're at number... Well, I guess I'll just assume that you're just bullshitting me.
I'm not bullshitting. I have an Airbnb contract. I've had it for 3 weeks now. People have been coming. I just thought it's time I should let you know. I'm renting out some of my rooms to help pay the rent.
And your name is what again?
No, it's Roy.
Your name is Roy?
Yes.
Roy, what's your last name?
It's just Roy. I don't have a last name anymore.
Roy doesn't have a last name. Well, Roy, you're going to end up in jail.
No, I'm not. I'm from a sovereign nation, so you can't do shit.
A sovereign nation? Oh, my God, you're a fucking idiot. You are absolutely nuts. Good luck to you, Betty.
Yeah, good luck to you. Pray for you. That guy was awesome. Whoa There says that's his idea from last time, but Blake Major gave that idea today in the chat room before the show started. I wrote it down, so thanks to both of you, I guess. Whichever one of you didn't steal it. Basically, you both stole it from me, because I did that years ago, so... Well, that was fun. We're off to a good start, I think. He just assumed squatter's rights. I didn't even have to say it to him this time. Here's one that says, age qualified. Brain Walsh says, do helium prank calls. That sounds fun. I could be like, I get a balloon sound effect. Or I just get a balloon and do it for real. And then...
Like, hi, I'm helium. I'm going to talk to you like this until I run out of breath.
And, you know, slowly goes down. I have to take another hit. Great idea. Giad wants me to, when they ask my last name, say it's like my name's different now. Because what did he say? That's my Christian name. And now I'm a part of the Brotherhood, and I refuse to say that old name.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. And this is Karen.
Hey, Karen. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Okay. Hi, Roy.
Hi.
What site are you in?
251.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Well, I set up a contract with Airbnb, so I'm going to be renting out a couple rooms in my trailer.
No.
It's just a nightly thing. It's all. Like, they just stay. They don't stay more than a day or
totally
two.
That is totally against policy.
No, it didn't say anything about Airbnb. It just said we couldn't have, you know, roommates and stuff without having them checked out. But this is Airbnb.
Okay.
I have a contract.
It doesn't matter. I had another resident that was doing that.
Really?
And code enforcement came out, and it's against code enforcement.
How many people did he have staying in there?
And it's against our policies.
How many people did he have staying in there?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just curious, though. Like, how many people, like, how many rooms was he renting out with Airbnb? Like, the whole thing, or?
No, not the whole thing, just rooms at a, you know, random basis. I had a contract with, you know, Airbnb as well.
Yeah, that's how it works.
No, but you can't do that here.
It just says no subleasing, but Airbnb doesn't use leases. It's just an app on the phone.
And what was your name again?
My name is Roy.
Okay.
It's not again.
And you're in 251?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
It's no big deal, but you can't do it.
It's not. We don't have backgrounds run on those people. It's against code enforcement.
Well, it's too late.
We would like the number to code enforcement.
I signed the contract with Airbnb.
Well, I'm telling you, you can't do it.
How about if I rock paper scissors code enforcement?
How about if you what?
Rock paper scissors code enforcement.
Call code enforcement.
I know I could.
They're going to tell you.
I could do rock paper.
Give them their number.
I have their number.
Okay.
It's on my fridge. I always have it there, just in case.
Just in case what?
You know, just whatever, like in things like this.
Okay. Well, give me a call back, but I'm telling you that it's against our policy. You can't do it.
Okay. Well, I know how to grease. I know how to grease the palms over at code enforcement, so it's going to be fine. I know people.
Okay. Do you rent or do you own?
Yep, I do.
Yep, what?
Yep, to both. I mean, I own, but then I rent it out through Airbnb.
Okay.
But it's not really renting. It's more like just an app on the phone.
Right, but that is against our policy, and you can't do it.
Well, before you said it was code enforcement, now it's your policy?
It is our policy, and it is code enforcement.
Which is it?
It's both.
Well, if you were using code enforcement before, I think all I have to do is beat code enforcement at their own game.
Well, you can't beat code enforcement at their own game.
No, I know people. I know how to grease palms. I know how to talk to people.
Well, that's great.
I'll slip the guy
a
20.
I'm glad you do.
I'll slip him a 20, and things will be fine.
Okay, this is really a joke, right?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. I'm a Christian.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just have to send you something in writing.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's against, you know, you can't do that here.
I'll counter your thing in writing by printing out my Airbnb contract and sending it to you.
Print it out. Bring it to me. I've seen them.
I will.
You can't do it here.
Mr. Leahy said I could.
Mr. who?
Leahy. He lives a couple houses down. He used to be a lawyer.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily listen to whatever you said his name was.
Mr. Leahy.
Well, I'm telling you, he's wrong.
I don't know. He seemed pretty convincing.
Okay. Well, obviously, this conversation's not going to get us anywhere.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know there's going to be people staying here. I've put a new electronic lock on my door, so you have to use the app to get in.
Okay.
So I don't have to be here all the time.
Well, I'm telling you, that's not going to work.
When strangers come in. I'm only renting out 3 units inside my trailer. Just 3 units, that's all.
All right, what number can I get back with you at, Roy?
It's on caller ID. It's the 420-6969.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Did you see it on your caller ID?
I'm looking now.
Okay, yeah, you didn't really have to ask. Just look on your caller ID. It's right there.
All right, you have a great day.
Okay, well, you don't have to be such a jerk about it. You know, I was just calling to be nice and let you know.
I think you're the one that's being rather rude and arrogant, and I really don't appreciate it, nor do I have time for it today.
I wasn't arrogant until you started telling me I couldn't do things.
Well, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, I will
be.
You'll see.
It is against our rules.
Code enforcement's going to be on my side by the end of the day.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. You'll see.
All right.
I know people. I know people at the city.
Okay.
I know the mayor personally.
Great.
I have the mayor's cell phone number.
I'm so glad.
I have the mayor's cell phone number. I can call anytime I want.
Okay. That's wonderful.
You know what? I'll call the mayor and get you kicked out.
If that's what you feel like you need to do, go ahead.
Okay. If you give me your permission.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody vote who was better, that lady or the guy before. I kind of like the guy before. Because he was bringing God into it. And the sheriff, it's always authority figures with him. Well, it was authority figures with her too, code enforcement. But I'm like, I'll see your code enforcement and I'll raise you a mayor. That's what I said. If I'm happy with the next call... That's 3 in a row, and I win, and that means I can just quit the show. That's how it works. Green Imp wants me to say Bigfoot was sighted. Maybe I should call and ask if they have any plaster of Paris that I could borrow. Okay, hold on. Let me go back. F in Reality says the mayor should call that lady in a little bit, and as the mayor, and just be like, I don't like you. So let me write that down. There we go. Okay. It will be done. I promise.
Village, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Okay, you're a tenant where?
Here at Village, the place that you're at.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Okay, Roy, what unit are you at? I'm kind of...
Kind of what?
What unit are you in?
You said you're kind of, but then you trailed off. What was?
Kind of. Roy's not hitting a thing in my brain right now.
A thing. I'm in 57.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if you had any Plaster of Paris there that I could borrow.
Plaster of Paris?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't have anything like that.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to the store. Did you hear about the Bigfoot sightings from the other residents?
About the what?
Bigfoot sightings, like Sasquatch? The Yeti?
No.
Yep, there are, it's like all through the back of my trailer in the grass lawn area, like 19-inch footprints.
Huh.
Yep, and, I'm going to be taking footprints. I've already called the people out for that. They're going to come out and take pictures. They're going to be roping off the area. They're going to rope off my trailer and Mr. Leahy's trailer next door.
Okay. Roy, I'm not sure you have the right place.
Oh, you're not on Highway North? That's where I am.
Yes, I am, but I don't have a Roy in 57.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Roy is my... My old name, I don't really use that anymore. I go by Roy now. My old name was my slave name. And since then, I've joined the Brotherhood, and now I go by Roy. Roy X. I don't even have a last name anymore. I just call myself Roy X.
Okay.
But I'm in trailer 57. I need to get that changed.
Yeah, you have to come down to the office because we'll have to have all that information.
I don't even like to bring it up anymore. I just, you know, why be formal about it? I don't really belong to the United States of America anymore. I've belonged to part of a sovereign nation.
Okay. And you're in Unit 57.
Yes.
And what areas are they taping off?
It's going to be my trailer and Mr. Leahy next door, the one to the right of me.
Okay, I don't have a Mr. Leahy in here either.
Okay, Mr. Leahy is his sovereign nation name under the Royco sovereign nation. You probably have his Christian name in there.
And that would be?
I will not. Nope. You can't make me. Nope. It's kind of a thing with us. You know, we're putting that stuff behind.
Nobody can rope off any of the area. This is private property until they come to the
office. Oh, no, they can. They're like pretty much city officials. They investigate.
Well, city officials know to come to the office first.
But this is sort of
they would need to come. So when they come there before they type anything off, they'll need to make sure they come to the office.
Okay, well, look, you can try and tie this all up with red tape and stuff, but this is a huge deal. You know, Bigfoot. This could be like proving the existence of Bigfoot. So they're going to come straight to the trailer, and they're going to rope it off with yellow tape. Two trailers.
Okay.
And you stay away.
This is at what park?
Village, Inc.
Okay. You know, I don't really know who you are, and that's fine.
You can call me Roy.
But I don't have a Roy, and I don't have a Mr. Leahy. So
yeah,
unless you all can come down to the office and prove who you are, this phone call didn't exist. Thank you.
Conspiracy. Whoa. That phone call never happened. She's like a man in black is what she is. That was crazy. By the way, I'm broadcasting on Shoutcast again today. I think it's working. I haven't checked. You'll have to know the exact Shoutcast address. Search for Haywood and Charlotte on shoutcast.net, I guess. I think that's how it works. Or, you know, search for phone loot. I don't know. Something. But yeah, can't listen on phonelosers.org. Is it still down? Let's check. Oh my gosh. Phonelosers.org is back up. See? I didn't have to worry about it. Just let it go. It'll fix itself eventually. I pushed play on the player, but I don't hear it. It's just silence. Is it working? Is it working? Oh, crap. Crap. I just heard noise. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not working. I thought it was. Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. It's not. Come on. It's doing weird shit. Oh, man. Come on. This is why I never use Shoutcast anymore. Okay, fuck it. I'm disconnecting the Shoutcast. And I'm turning Auto DJ back on. There. Playing old stuff again. Why doesn't Shoutcast work anymore? Oh, what? You could hear me? Oh, yeah. Greg T says it's playing with no sound. That's what I was getting. So I just got to figure shit out. I don't know why it's not working. It should be working. It looks like it should work. Whatever. I need to start YouTubing again. I need to start YouTubing so I can capture the chat rooms on video and stuff. I miss the whole YouTubing thing. Need to get that working again. Okay, next. All right, let's call that lady before so I can erase this one up here. I'm going to call from a toll-free number.
Hello?
This is Sharon. May I help you?
Hi, Sharon. This is Carol from the mayor's office.
I'm sorry, from what office?
From the mayor's office.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know that the mayor doesn't like you.
I'm sorry, who is this? Who am I speaking to?
This is Carol. I'm from the mayor's office here at the city.
Okay, and I didn't hear what you just said.
The mayor wanted me to call you and let you know that the mayor just does not like you, not one bit.
Why? What's the matter?
No reason. I'm not supposed to give a reason. The mayor just does not like you.
The mayor doesn't like who?
Yep. Write that down. You. The mayor does not like you.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not sure why you keep repeating that. If you're calling from the mayor's office, you should probably try to, you know, explain what you're talking about.
I'm just the messenger.
The mayor doesn't like you.
I'm just the messenger. The mayor asked me to call you and let you know. All right, mission accomplished.
She now knows that the mayor does not like her. I can't believe that lady before believed the whole Bigfoot thing. Like, she didn't even question that part. She was more concerned about who I was and who the fuck Mr. Leahy was. I should be Roy Leahy for the rest of the show.
Hello, we are unable to answer.
Oh, man. Very first no answer. You'd think they'd all know about Trailer Park Boys and references and stuff, though, wouldn't they? If I worked in a trailer park, I'd watch that stuff.
Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Roy. I'm one of your tenants.
Okay.
And I need to let you know, we've got some people coming over today, some news crews, and what are they called? I don't know. The investigators. They're going to be taking castor plasts of the Bigfoot footprints that we found in our yard. I'm sure you heard about that by now, like 2 days ago.
And what coach is this?
What coach? I'm in 21F.
21F, and you found footprints?
Yeah, Bigfoot footprints. Like, they're 19 inches long. So it's basically a major Bigfoot sighting. They go all along the back, the muddy area behind my trailer.
Okay.
And there's going to be cameras. I've sent pictures in already. They're flying in from California. The Bigfoot investigation people.
Okay.
And they're going to rope off the entire area. The trailer's on each side of me. The trailer next door, I mean. They're not going to be allowed in their trailer for a few days while they investigate.
I don't think they can do that.
Oh, yes, they can. They're major players in the Bigfoot investigation field. They pretty much
I think you need to get permission from those people, because I think the next thing you know, you'll have the police department there.
I think the police are going to come with them to help them investigate and everything. help.
Where are these
people supposed
to live if they can't be in their trailer?
I don't know. Get a hotel or something. But
who's paying for it?
I don't know. Like, this is a Bigfoot sighting. Stop worrying about stupid things like that. This is Bigfoot.
It's not stupid, sir. If someone is telling me to get out of my coach and I have to pay for it, I'm not happy and I'm not going to allow it.
Okay, but I think the whole, you know, Bigfoot sighting thing kind of outweighs his stupid feelings.
No, I don't think you're correct.
I don't even like that neighbor, so whatever.
That's not germane to the issue. The issue is you're making this person leave his coach. Now, if you're going to pay him to go someplace and give him some money for being put out, I can see that. But other than that, I can't see that you can make him leave.
They're making me leave my trailer too. It's like a Bigfoot scene. It's like a crime scene, but it's a Bigfoot scene. They've got to get plaster of Paris stuff, you know, like make molds of all the feet.
Okay, and I think all that's fine, but I don't think you can make them leave their coach.
Oh, yes, they can. They can do whatever they want. They've been on TV. They have their own TV show on the History Channel.
That's fine, but again, I don't think you can make them leave their coach, and I'm going to check into it with the police department.
Oh, it sounds like you sound like someone that's harboring a Bigfoot. And you can't do that.
I have nothing against the Bigfoot or Littlefoot. I don't care what size it is. I'm looking out for my residents. I'm the president of the park, and I'm looking out for my residents.
Yeah, but like you're acting like you're trying to protect Bigfoot or something.
What are you trying to hide?
What are you trying to hide? Trying to mess up our investigation?
Nothing. If you want to investigate that and do the Plaster Paris and all that good stuff, knock yourself out and have a good time.
We will.
But I can't see you making someone leave their coach
and not paying
them or finding a place for them to live or something else.
We'll see what happens.
That's a no-go. Yes, we will.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I'm going to call the police department right now.
No, why would you do that? Over Bigfoot?
Because you're telling me you're making someone leave, and I can't see making someone leave.
Well, let them deal with it. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, okay. I do.
Look, I already talked to the next door neighbor. He wasn't happy, but he said that's fine. If it's just for one day, he's like, I'll go stay at my Aunt Leahy's house. So,
just one neighbor that has to leave.
Yeah, just one neighbor, and they're going to stay at Aunt Leahy's. And it's no big deal. So
what coach is that?
You're overreacting. It's the one next door. I don't know what their number is, but I'm 21F, and they're the one on the right.
Okay, I'll be over in just a second. Nah, talk to him.
No, you stay away. I don't want you getting
No. Don't tell me what I can do and what I can't do, sir. I'm the president of the park. I can go any place I want to. I own part of this park. So I will be over. Don't tell me I can't.
Well, keep your big feet away from here. La-di-da. He's the president. I sure kept him from calling the police, though. Aunt Leahy fixes everything. Whoa there, says that guy was a total Leahy. I agree. We're getting a pretty good answer rate today. I shouldn't have done such a late show the other day. All right, what's next? I have ideas from the other day. 12-foot privacy wall around my lot. I liked that one. I feel like I didn't get a good response from that. Kind of want to try that again. I need to do some of Apocalypse's ideas. By the way, this is an Apocalypse list, in case you don't remember that from last time. Apocalypse sent me this almost a year ago. Thanks, Apocalypse. Do they have dinosaur bones in Florida? Are there dinosaur bones in every state? I don't even know. I know they're more common in certain states than other ones. Is Florida one of them? I thought Florida was a man-made state. Didn't they just make that like when they formed America?
Hey, this is Cyrus.
Hi, I'm a tenant here,
and yes?
I just needed to let you know about something.
Sure.
I've been ripping the siding off of my trailer, like all the aluminum side part off, off of my trailer and selling it for scrap.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you guys might have some spare tarp or plastic sheeting I could borrow.
No, we don't have none of that here in the office.
Well, my trailer doesn't have outer walls anymore. You can just kind of see all the electrical wiring inside.
And your land number is?
It's 464.
Okay. Yeah, but we don't have nothing like that here in the office.
Why not? What do you do when someone rips off the siding from their trailer?
Well, that's something that you have to take care of. The owners have to take care of. We don't provide with anything like that for the office.
Okay. Well, I'm the owner. I'm going to be replacing that siding with a brick. I'm going to have a brick trailer.
Well, you have to submit a form in order to do that.
Well, if you don't have tarp, then what are my choices? I have a friend that works in construction. They just demolished a brick house, and
I understand that. But we have to submit a form, and this form has to be approved by the board
that's making
alterations to your home.
I don't want to do that. I already made the alterations by taking all the siding off of my trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he's going to bring a pile of bricks over and dump them in my driveway area. And I'm going to start making a brick wall for my trailer. Probably tonight, this evening. I'm going to start this evening. It's okay because I'm a masonist.
And yes, your phone number is 727-646-5848?
I'm an ex-masonist. Yep, that's the one.
Okay, Mr. Robert.
Mr. what?
I have Robert Hightower.
Yep. Officer Robert Hightower.
Okay, I will let the property manager know so she can call you back and follow up with that.
Okay, well, you don't have to call back. It's fine. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to have a brick trailer.
Yeah, but that's not allowed.
Oh, it's allowed. I know the mayor.
That's not part of our rules and regulations here in the park, sir.
Okay, but you know what? Do you know the mayor? I know the mayor personally. I have the mayor's phone number
and
my cell phone.
I will let her know to call you back, okay?
Okay, well, I'm having a brick trailer.
Sure, sounds good.
I'll paint it. I'll paint the bricks to look like a trailer. I'll paint, you know, just white and cream and a little orange stripe around it and stuff.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know.
You won't even know. No, like, I'm going to do this, and I'm just going to paint it, and you won't even know. So don't worry about it. Just forget I called.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This call never happened.
Okay, sir.
Got it?
Okay, sir.
This call never happened. Repeat after me. This call never happened. I love that his name's Hightower. Instead of walls, have high-powered sonic barriers, like in Lost. Makes their heads implode or whatever. Ambloa wants me to say that my helium tank has a leak. So what if I called a trailer park?
And I'm like, hi! My helium tank in here is leaking, and my trailer is going to be rising up into the air soon. And yeah, that's stupid.
Never mind.
Village, this is Brittany speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Brittany. I'm a tenant here. I have a question.
Yes.
It's not a question, really. I just need to let you know they're going to be coming to install a billboard on top of my trailer today. They're on the way. They're going to be here, I don't know, any minute now. It's going to be a big billboard that's like about as big as the trailer.
Okay.
And, yeah, they'll be here any minute, probably.
Okay.
And would you guys be interested in advertising on my billboard?
You'd have to talk to my manager.
Okay, put him on.
Hold on 1 second.
Hurry
up. Speaking with someone.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. He wants to talk to you immediately. Tell me to hurry up.
This is Tim.
Oh, hey, Tim. I'm a tenant here. I just needed to let you know that the billboard people are on their way. They're going to be putting a billboard on top of my trailer.
Excuse me?
They're going to be putting a billboard on top of my trailer. I tried to explain this to that stupid girl, and she just didn't seem to understand.
It's going to be
a billboard about...
We don't need to be talking like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just being frank.
I don't even understand what you're talking about, putting a billboard on top of your what?
On my trailer, like on the roof.
In the park?
Yeah, that's going to be a billboard. It's almost as big as my trailer.
No, that's not allowed.
Because I asked you guys if I could just paint like vinyl stuff on the side of my trailer itself, and it was a no-go, you guys said. So I'm going to do the billboard on top instead.
And they're what's your address?
They're going to change it once a month.
What's your address?
I'm at 3261.
3261.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's just a billboard. It's just, you know, just so you know, the construction trucks, they're going to block the street for a minute.
No, that is not allowed in the park.
Why not?
because it's not. There's no business advertising in the park.
No, it's not going to be business advertisement. I found a loophole for that. It's going to be mostly anti-evolution slogans and Christian stuff on it.
No, anything has to be approved by the park or the regulation.
Before you just said it wasn't no business, and now you're changing your story. So
anything outside of your home has to be approved by the management of the park.
That's why I'm calling. And they're on the way. They're coming. They're just going to be blocking the street. They're going to be
What's your name?
The trucks are going to be blocking the street for maybe, I don't know, just an hour or two while they hoist it up there. It's going to be like a big crane.
What's your name?
They're bringing a big crane up.
No, what's your name?
Roy.
Roy what?
Do you drink water?
What's your last name?
Gerbel. Hyphen Leahy.
Okay. If I see a billboard go by, I'm going to stop them and it will not be allowed.
I'll tell them to drive fast so you can't stop them. Everyone's saying he sounds like the Go Cup guy. And I kind of agree. You guys figured it out. I've been hiring actors all these years. That was the Go Cup guy. That was his third acting job he's had with me. He just earned $20 doing that call for me. Thank you, Go Cup guy. All right, no billboards. I told that girl to hang. Hurry up. What did she say? She's like, oh my God. Someone in the chat room mentioned a billboard. Thank you, whoever came up with that idea. I forget who you are. I'm a jerk. Yeah, Kevin wants me to do the goat corpses thing. I tried to do that on the last show, and it didn't work out that well. Dead animal carcasses is what you said last time. I still have that written down here. So let's try that. Can't go wrong with dead animal carcasses.
Farms, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here. Hi.
You're a what?
I'm a tenant. I live here.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know. I wanted to make sure you guys were okay with this. I'm going to be hanging up dead animal carcasses on the underside of my, like, the gutter area all around my trailer.
For what?
Religious purposes.
You can't do that.
It's going to be, well, no, it's for religious purposes. It's fine. I just didn't want you guys to be concerned or anything. But I'm going to have, like, just dead raccoons.
And where is this at?
In the front, I'm going to have, like, a dead goat.
No, but what, like, how, what goat. Site number?
Oh, 139.
I'll have somebody call you.
Why?
Because you can't do that.
Why not?
Thank you. Hold on one moment.
Okay, why? Where are you going? I think I may have called this one already. There's some notes on it. Maybe. I don't know.
This is Tammy. Can I help you?
Hey, Tammy. I don't know why she transferred me. I was just letting her know about the dead animal carcasses.
Okay.
It's just
And where are those at?
I'm going to be hanging them up all around my trailer on all sides. I'm doing, like, 3 on the front, 3 on the back, and, like, 10 on each side.
And what lot are you on?
What lot? 21, 22. What's she whispering? I hear whispering. That's rude.
We don't have a lot 21, 22.
Oh, 139.
Okay, well, sir, you cannot hang dead animal carcasses.
It's for religious. It's religious purposes.
You still can't do that.
I can, too. My Pastor Kevin says I can.
Well, no, sir, you can't do that.
Why not? Who says?
Because it's disturbing to the neighbors.
Well, no, it's not.
It's private property, and it's disturbing to the neighbors.
It's my private property, and it's like it's religious purposes. It's for my religion.
Okay, sir, you can't. We do not allow you to do that on our campground.
Well, you're going to have to, fight that out with God, I guess, because I'm doing it. I already started putting them up on the back side. I'm going to start putting them up on the front side today. The side with
okay,
the door.
Okay, sir, and what is your name?
And I'm putting a goat carcass, like, by the front door. It's like an ancient belief. It's about evil spirits and keeping them out and stuff.
Okay, and, sir, but you can't be hanging dead animals around on the campground.
No, I already started. No, it's not around
okay,
the campground.
Well, you need
it's
to
just
you need to remove them.
It's just on my trailer.
I understand that, sir, but you can't have dead animals hanging around on our campground lot.
Yeah, but it's my trailer, and you
it
know,
might be your trailer, sir, but it's our property.
You know, we've had Bigfoot sightings here recently, right?
Well, that's fine.
Well, this will keep Bigfoot out too.
But you still cannot. And you cannot be hanging dead animals around on our campground lot.
Well, guess which area of the park that Bigfoot won't attack if he sees all that? It's not going to be mine. It's going to be
okay,
way on the
sir,
other side. It's going to kill those people.
I understand that, sir, but you can't be hanging dead animals around your camper. It is 1:39. So, okay. Our manager is on his way to your lot.
No, he's not invited. I'm not dressed.
Okay, well.
I don't,
you have
I don't,
a good day.
I don't have pants on. Tell him not to come.
Okay, well, I'm telling you not to hang the animals around your camper.
Well, I'm telling you God says it's okay. Maybe you're not
okay,
religious,
sir.
But I am.
Okay, and sir.
Maybe
you have a good day.
You need to find Jesus.
Okay, yes, 1:39. Okay, you have a good day, sir. Goodbye.
I won't have a good day. Alien sightings. Hey, what if I was hanging up alien carcasses around my trailer? They're not technically animals. They're like beings from another world. So that's okay. The loophole. Oh my gosh, only 40 minutes left until the XYZ show. Can you believe it?
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I need to let you know that I was digging underneath my trailer. I've been digging like an underground bunker, like a basement for my trailer.
You can't do that.
Well, it's too late. I already did it. But I'm calling to let you know that I found dinosaur bones.
That's fine, but you can't put a basement under your mobile home.
Well, I've already done it. Like, I've been working on this for months.
What's your address?
It is 9011. I'm the one with the flower pot built into my mailbox. Apocalypse made it for me.
9001 what?
No, 9011.
What's the street?
Sheldon. But so there's going to be some people from the city stopping by. They want to have a look at the dinosaur bones. Some archaeologists. They're going to be roping off the area.
Do you live inside of Village?
Of course I do. Why else would I be calling you?
Give me the exact address where you live, because 9011 is not the address.
Sheldon West Drive.
Well, you're at the wrong place. This is Village.
I know, that's where I'm at. Trailer number 9011.
You're on Sheldon West Drive. We don't have a Sheldon West Drive in here at Village.
Yes, you do. No, we renamed it. You didn't see us change the name on the sign. I definitely live here. I know where I live. I'm not stupid.
What's your name?
This is Roy.
Roy who?
Yeah. I live here at the park. And
okay.
See, if you know my name like that, then you should know that I live here.
Well, I should know your last name. What is your last name?
Who? H-U. It's Asian.
Oh.
What about Otter Pass? You know where Otter Pass is, right? I'm right in the corner. I'm right at the intersection.
We don't have an Otter Pass here.
What?
And they haven't named anything differently.
Oh, yeah, we did. We changed the street signs up around.
Not in here, you didn't.
Yeah. Go out there and look. Maybe you should go out and, like, go outside every once in a while and look around. You'll see things.
I do. I ride through the park continuously, and I'm telling you.
What do you ride on?
Not changed any street signs.
What do you ride through the park on?
A golf cart.
Oh, that sounds hilarious. So where are you located? What? Aren't you on 9001 Sheldon?
We're 9001 Sheldon, but all of our streets have different addresses, and Sheldon West is farther up on Sheldon Road. It's not down here. by Meadowbrook and Fountain View.
Well, you'll see when all of the archaeologists show up and they start digging into my trailer, because they want to go down to my basement.
What I'm trying to tell you, if you live in the park, your phone number is coming up, Keith Eberhardt.
Yep, that's me, 420-6969. What about Fox Trail? Do you know where Fox Trail is?
Yeah, it's in Odessa.
Really? Man, Apocalypse really fucked up on this one, didn't he?
Yeah, and I don't appreciate the language. Goodbye.
Okay. Not allowed to say the fuck word with her. Well, that sucks, because she was not happy about the basement. Now I want to try that one again. I don't understand, though. She recognized street names and stuff, but she said I was wrong. That's kind of confusing.
Hello.
Hey, I'm a tenant here.
Okay, I am too.
Oh my gosh, we're like twins. Twinsies.
Twins, but we're totally different.
Yeah, because I'm black.
I'm a white guy.
Whoa.
I don't know. You're not black. Who is this?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just kidding. We don't have those here. This is Roy. I live at 9815.
Roy, 9815 what?
Street.
All right, hang on. 9815. For some reason, you're not coming up, Roy. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
My computer's running slow, though. 9815. 9815. I do not have a 9815.
Oh, man.
Do you have your bills shipped somewhere else, Roy?
Yeah, I have a P.O. box. Man, Apocalypse is really dropping the ball.
Oh, yep. All right, P.O. box. Is it Ramirez?
Yeah, P.O. box 465. That's where I get all my PLA mail.
No, different one. No? Well, I don't know who you are, Roy.
Well, shit, fuck. Okay, I'll just call the next one.
What's up?
Nothing. I was going to tell you about my basement that I'm digging.
You're digging a basement underneath a mobile home?
Yeah, I definitely live here.
Seriously? You're digging a basement underneath your mobile home?
Well, it was just going to be like a bunker-type area, but I'm just making it a full-size basement.
Is it like a zombie apocalypse bunker?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Thanks.
What are you doing with all the dirt?
Bye. I've been, I put it in my pants legs, and when I'm out playing baseball, I just shake my pants legs, and it's like I'm in a cloud of dust, like in the Shawshank Redemption.
What can I do for you?
Bye, honey. Yeah, he's, what a jokester he is, telling me I'm not black and stuff. I like how that's what made him spot the bullshit. Oh my gosh, I know this is fake then.
Good afternoon, I am Sandy speaking.
Hey Sandy, I'm a tenant here and I needed to let you know about something.
Who am I speaking with?
Roy.
Roy.
Mm-hmm. I'm at 8827.
8827. Yep. I know lot numbers.
Oh. Too bad. I live at 8827.
But, okay, 8827?
Yep.
And you're there by yourself?
Today I am.
No. Who else?
Oh, yeah. I have a few roommates. But I'm not on the lease. It doesn't matter. I just needed to let...
Well, it does matter. If you're not on the lease, you don't live there.
Well, I've been, I just needed to let you know that I've been digging a basement underneath the trailer, because I'm going to live in the basement area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that good? Okay. Who else is living there with you?
Mr. Leahy.
There's no Mr. Leahy there.
Yes, there is.
Really?
It sounds
like... Well, why don't you both come up to the clubhouse now and we'll walk back to the house?
Why don't you just walk back to the house? Knock on the door.
As a matter of fact, I will, certainly. 8827. Circle, is that right?
Yeah. I'm just going to open up the door a crack and talk to you, though. You can't come in.
Oh, sure, dear. You betcha. Great. You have a great day.
Oh, no. You have a great day. She sounded like the urinal on the wall lady. You know, the tower apartments that me and Stacy called. I put a urinal on the wall. That's who that was. I had her back. This is like a reunion show that I'm doing today. That's what it is. Let's take a break. We have 30 minutes left. I think it's a good time for a quick break. And a good 2 or 3 song break. And then we'll be back and I will finish up this list.
In Albany, there is nothing to do, so we go to the mall again, just like we always do. Streets are bare and there's no one around.
I'm going deeper underground.
You've just been
Butt Slam
on the Gerbil and the Butt Show, 100.3 The Gerbil.
That song's dedicated to this next prank call.
So 2-3 sets, in other words, 3 units. 133, 136, and 140.
Hey, I am a tenant here. I have a. I just needed to let you know about something.
Okay.
There's going to be a bunch of archaeologists coming by. They want to take a look at this. I've been digging a basement underneath my trailer, and I actually found some dinosaur bones. And they're going to be coming by to take a look at those. They're going to be roping off around my trailer, and they're supposed to be here today.
Okay, and what trailer is this?
67.
All right. And your name?
Roy.
Roy, can you hold on for one moment?
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on.
I want, like, the high-quality version of this song.
And Roy?
Yeah?
Okay. You said you were unit 67?
Yep.
Okay. And can you just tell me who the main tenant holder is in that unit?
Probably Steve, I guess. I don't know. I just sublease. I've been staying on the couch, but I've also been digging a basement area underneath the trailer, because that's where I'm going to stay once it's all finished. It's going to be like a living...
Okay, but you do realize you can't build a basement on private property.
Well, it's too late, because it's done. It's just that I ran into some bones, and I took pictures of them and sent them in, and it turns out they are definitely dinosaur bones. So they want to come in, and they're going to dig out further. They're going to come down into the basement and dig out, like, you know, even further underneath the trailer next door and stuff.
Okay, that's even great. You can just let them know that if they do proceed with that, the on-site employees will notify the police that they're trespassing and have them arrested.
No,
and
they won't.
If they want to further discuss it, they can call you right back at the 727 number.
No, this is for it's a major find. It's a major dinosaur
that's
find.
That's understandable, but if that's true, then they know that if it's private property, they do still have to go through the owners of the property, in which I'm more than positive they haven't, because the owners would have called us and let us know.
Yeah, but
that there will be people here.
This is my place, and like they're coming into my house. They go down the stairs into the basement. You know, it's you guys don't have anything
right,
to do
well,
with
it. It's not your unit, sweetie, because once again, there's no basements under the units. They're not allowed.
Well, it's too late.
But I would be more than glad to discuss this with the actual tenant who holds this unit. Since I talk to him every single day. But I will notify him and tell him also that can't happen.
Okay. Well, you don't need to be grouchy about it. I'm just letting you know that they're going to be
coming by. I'm not grouchy, but you have a wonderful day.
But, ma'am. Yeah, she totally was not grouchy at all. Tell her I've been taking speed and watching Flight of the Navigator for 6 straight days. That sounds like fun. Tim has the best ideas.
The number you have...
Yeah. Okay. Disconnected.
Good afternoon. This is Barb. How may I serve you?
Hey, Barb. Ooh, I'm a tenant here, and I needed to let you know about something.
Okay.
I've been digging like a underground basement area type thing underneath the trailer, underneath our trailer, and
okay.
I actually found bones, and they've been confirmed that they're dinosaur bones. So there's going to be some people coming by today. They want to take a look at the area. They're saying like it's a major find. They're like archaeologists. What do you call them? Are they paleontologists? I'm not educated.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're coming though. There's gonna be trucks full of them. They're bringing a bunch of students out from the university. They're gonna help them dig.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be going into our basement, and they want to dig out further than the trailer. I told them that's not a good idea, but they're definitely gonna do it.
Okay.
Because they want
what lot you gonna do it on?
We're in 162.
162.
Yeah, and it shouldn't interrupt anything. There's just going to be a couple of trucks and buses parked out on the road. That's all. They're all going to be in the basement, though, doing this stuff.
There's no basement to these houses.
No, I dug a basement, though.
You did what?
I dug a basement out underneath the trailer. Just so we'd have more room here for the Airbnb.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I did. I know what I did. That's where I found the dinosaur bones.
Okay, and who is this?
My name is Roy.
And what's your last name?
Gerbel.
And you're not the owner of the home?
Well, I just stay on the couch, but they said if I dug out the basement area, I could set up a bedroom down
you
there.
You do what? You stay on their couch?
Yeah. What? That's not a big deal. Settle down. Jeez.
Well, I'm not going to settle down. Okay, where are the Huffs?
The Huffs, they're at work. But they know all about this. They're fine with it. You know, it's just going to be a bunch of students here digging and looking for the rest of the dinosaur bones to see if there's any more.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. Settle down.
Will be. Don't tell me to settle down.
Well, you're kind of like, it's not a big deal that
I'm... Yeah, I am freaking out. Yeah, I don't know of anybody digging underneath houses and, you know, sleeping on people's couches. And I'm wondering if this is you're telling me a true story or this is someone with a joke.
No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. It's like a safety thing. It's like if there's a hurricane, we'll have a place to go down underneath and hide.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
All. But...
We'll be over there shortly.
Why? No, you're not invited. I'm not inviting you to come over.
Excuse me? You're not inviting me to come over?
Correct. Yeah. Why are you so taken aback by that? You're not invited.
Okay.
Stay away.
Okay. Thank you.
You may not come over unless you're invited. She did not like that. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm going to start back at the top of the list. We have 10 minutes left. Not even 10 minutes, really. I'm just going to quickly call these again, the ones that didn't pick up today or the other day. Maybe they will pick up by now. They're probably just out there on a smoke break or something.
Hello, we are unable...
All right, and then I'm deleting these forever. This list is finished. Thank you, Apocalypse, for this awesome list of trailer park owners. I've had a lot of fun turning this into two different shows. Apocalypse likes to send lots of apartment numbers to me. And I think he stopped because I never used this list, so he's like, fuck that Brad guy. I'm not going to send him shit. He's not even going to use the trailer park list. Hopefully Apocalypse is still a listener. Well, yeah, of course he is. He resent this to me the other day when I was complaining that I didn't have enough trailer people to call. After this show is the XYZ show. I have two Greg T. I've had plenty of live calls. Just not very many. Nobody's called in today. So maybe the call
Thanks
stuff
for calling San Sierra Mobile Home Park.
Isn't working. Maybe. It sure worked the other day, though, when the trailer people kept calling me back. I'm going to set up... Like, the problem with that number that I had them calling last time is that when you Google that number, it just says PLA all over it. I need to set up a third number with CallCentric, one that is not in the directories, and use that to call from. I got to do that. That was fun, having people call me back.
You have reached
Fairhaven. Darn it. So I guess the show is basically over. Man, I was hoping like one of them would pick up at least.
Hello. No.
Did Kmart's close down yet? Do I still have time to do a Kmart show? I totally forgot to do a Kmart show this past month. I think it might be too late.
You have reached Imperial Estates, mother.
I know Carlito's done some Kmart shows. I think even Laugh Track Matt.
You have reached.
Did some Kmart shows.
What is that? You're speaking.
Oh, hey, you answered. Hey, hi.
How are you?
Hello, I'm pretty good. I'm a tenant here. I have a quick announcement.
You're a tenant at where?
Here at this place.
What unit?
55.
Okay.
There's going to be some people coming by our trailer here today. The people that deal with dinosaur bones. We were digging underneath our trailer, and we actually found dinosaur bones. And I've been, I snapped some pictures. I've been emailing them around. And they said it's definitely a major find of dinosaur bones.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, honey?
My name is Roy, Sweet Tits.
And you're the tenant from 55?
Correct.
That's not the name of tenant that I have.
Oh, I know.
So you're over there right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't be on the lease. I just stay on the couch. But I've been digging a basement for them.
Okay, so then, basement?
Yeah, I've been digging a basement for them. I'm going to be staying, we're using half of the basement for storage, and the other half is going to be my room. And then it's going to be like a shelter for if there's a hurricane.
What?
But we found dinosaur bones down here in the basement.
Are you sure you're calling the right person?
Yeah.
Where are you trying to call?
Mobile Home Park.
Okay, well, I'm walking over there right now. Because what? If you're telling me what I think you're telling me, you're out your mind. You can't do that, okay?
Well, no, we so can. No, we
can't be digging under my trailer and digging a basement and well, hurricane. You don't own that property.
Yeah,
you don't own that house. You can't do anything.
It's our trailer, though.
You can't do anything to that house.
Yeah, we're adding.
It doesn't matter.
We're adding to the value, though. Like, there's going to be more.
Okay, first and foremost, I need the leasee on this phone.
They're at work.
Okay?
They're not here right now.
So you're, I don't know why you're calling me, because honestly, this is, I'm coming right now to check it out.
I told you why I'm calling. It's because
I don't know. First and foremost, I don't even know who you are. Okay.
I already told you I'm wrong.
So, second, it doesn't matter who you told me. I don't know. I know every single one of my tenants. Okay?
Not that well.
I'm not an idiot.
If you don't know I'm here.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's why, you know, if they have an unimproved person in the fucking house, that's grounds for eviction. Do you know that?
You can't evict them.
You know I can charge them $50. You know I can charge $50 a day for an unapproved person in the house?
You can't do that.
You know that?
I'm not going to be in the house anyway.
You need to fucking read his lease. How about that?
I'm going to be in the basement. I'm not going to be in the house anymore. So, loophole.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And you can't come in here. Like, you can come over here, but I'm not going to answer the door. The people from the university are coming by. They're going to take a look at these bones.
I'm calling the owner of the company. You have a great day.
Well, they say they're going to rope it off. They're going to rope off the trailer.
You're going to do what?
Is that you knocking? Did you bring, like, a dog? Hello?
Hold on a minute, honey.
Okay, I'm holding. What are you doing? What are you doing up there? I can hear you upstairs. I think that dog wants the bones. He knows there's bones here. Yeah, I think she did enter the trailer, you guys. By the way, XY.
Hey.
Wow, Jesus, that was loud. Hello.
What was your name again?
Roy. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Where are you at? Are you in our house?
So yeah, actually, I am in your house.
I'm downstairs. And it's nice of you to finally acknowledge that it's my house.
Because
I live here, too.
Oh, so you have a basement?
Yeah.
Where's the entrance of the basement?
That's none of your business, because you're not invited down here.
Yeah.
This is an archaeological dig site.
down here. You know, if you were at, it's just funny, because 55 is not down here. You're a fucking idiot and you're trying to fuck with me.
Yeah.
And you think I'm fucking dumb. You're a fucking jackass. Go play with yourself, you fucking dumb fuck.
Oh, I am. Believe me. Oh, shit. Darn it. I wanted her to stay on. I wanted to let her know that she'd been butt slammed.
You've just been
butt slammed.
That was a good last call. I'm glad I recalled all these places. I almost want to save her and call her again later. So she's like in their trailer. She's like in there wandering around their trailer. She can't do that. Who she thinks she is. So thanks for listening, everyone. That was a fun live show. Thank you for all the ideas and everything. It's time for me to get going because XYZ's on the air. I'm going to listen to him for the next couple of hours. You can find him by going over to Mixlr.com/XYZQWA. That's X as in xylophone, Y as in U, Z as in xylophone, Q as in cucumber, W as in Y, and A as in R. Mixlr.com/XYZQWA. Go there and listen. I'll be in the chat room in just a minute. See you guys over there. Bye.
Hey, stupid. I'm calling because I had an idea when I was looking at my toast. Well, it's not toast yet. It's still bread.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to find out how these machines do that. But I'm calling because whenever somebody asks who you are, like let's say you're calling an apartment building and you say, hey, the water's leaking everywhere because of the many reservoirs I have everywhere.
Yep.
And then you're like, no, don't worry about coming over here. It's not an emergency.
I know.
I just want to know if it's okay. And they keep trying to say, who is this? Where are you at? And you can just say, hey, what? Are you going to allow this for other tenants or something? Are you trying to, like, discriminate against
me? Yeah, they're showing favoritism.
You, lady?
That's what it is.
I think it's going to be a woman. Duh.
It's always a woman. But yeah, that's a good point. They're basically being racist by asking who I am. Hey, before we get any further into these voicemails, I need to mention something that happened on the XYZ show after my show. I gave him the number of that last lady. I think her name was Bianca, the one that said I'm not stupid and got really upset with me and berated me and stuff. I gave XYZ that phone number and he called her and his show isn't posted yet. I'm looking on his website and it's not posted. Damn it, XYZ, what are you doing over there? Get your show posted. I want a link to it, but everyone should go over to xyzshow.xyz. He's got one of those millennial top-level domains. And listen to the March 2nd, 2018 show. It's about, on the Mixlr, it was about 30 minutes in, 29 minutes in, when he called her. And it's pretty funny. Like, she was just as pissed off at him. I forget what he said now. I think he said something about painting his trailer. And she was really pissed. I think his call was better than mine. So be sure to go check that out. XYZshow.xyz. Listen to today's show. The time might be different on the podcast version. I don't know how much he edits. But it's right around there somewhere. It's in the first 30 minutes.
I added you on MySpace a few years ago, but I'm starting to think you're never on there.
What?
Couldn't imagine why.
I'm always there.
I'm calling because I'm bored.
MySpace.com/RBCP. Everybody add me, please.
I'm lonely, and I was thinking we can be BFFs. I need a new BFF.
Okay.
I want to be BFFs with the knobby guy, but after listening to my voicemail on the show yesterday, or was that earlier today, I think I might have been a little bit too creepy with the thing about building a 30-pound statue of his junk.
Nah, he likes that kind of thing.
So. I wonder if I have... Do you think I have a chance...
There's a voicemail here by him. We're going to listen to it next. We're going to see what he says about it.
...with T-Falcon or Corbin guy. All you people that call in to the voicemail seem really cool. And I need friends.
We need to all just move to the same city. That's what we need to do. We can just hang out together all the time.
I wonder if you guys are circumcised.
Great.
You should tell me whether or not you're circumcised. I think everybody that leaves a voicemail...
I'll move to Roy, New Mexico.
...should... say whether or not you're circumcised after
no.
you say
okay,
whatever.
Okay, thanks for the voicemail. As soon as SpaceX gets their satellite internet working, that'll be my cue to move to Roy, New Mexico, because I have to have good internet. I'm sure their internet
sucks
down there.
Brad. Hi. Oh, hi, Brad. I've been listening
Oh, weird. His voicemail cut off. What do you know? I guess he hated your penis idea.
Okay, so I just listened to my voicemail on your live stream. Okay. Now, I'm the guy who's talking about customer service calls, because God knows, because I work in customer service, and all the time I want to tell them to go fuck themselves. But that's not the point of this voicemail tonight.
Okay.
It is...
Well, that was 17 seconds well spent then.
9:38 p.m. Exactly. And I had a okay day.
Getting ready
for an autocross event, which, by the way, I saw that old blog post about the new car you got. I think it's stupid. You should have gotten a Taurus, because the Taurus is the best.
Whatever. I don't have that much money.
That's besides the point.
Cheap, crappy
I think
car.
You are better than Dwight.
What?
D-W-I-G-H-T.
No.
That's the guy I think you're better than.
Don't say that.
I hope I stroke your ego. Okay, well, that joke did not go as well as I thought it would. I don't have any follow-up. Doesn't matter. All right.
Well, it's been a great voicemail.
Thanks so much for having me on air again.
Good job.
And you have yourself a fantastic rest
of your day. All right, bye. Don't worry, everyone. The voicemails are almost over. Just a couple more.
Hi, Brad. It's Minnesota Greg.
Hey.
I'm watching the L.A. to Vegas show, and I heard...
Ronnie, what are you going to do about this Steve Dave thing? We can't actually let them fight. I have no...
Steve Dave. I know you said you got that from another movie. I get that.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. But I also
I couldn't tell
that
what that was from.
Really funny if you would call the old radio station here in Minnesota, used to call people any store, and say, was at your store earlier, I'm home now, and I'm naked, and I'm thinking about you. I think that would be fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Keep up the
good work,
man. Love your show.
Thanks.
Peace, brother.
I should just stop doing voicemails right now and do a few of those. That'd be great.
Hey, Brad. It's Daza here. You know, you were saying that you wanted some examples of things that you can say to UK people when they say that Americans are stupid. Well, just remember, we did vote for Brexit, okay?
That's true.
I know that you kind of...
I barely even know what Brexit is.
...by voting for Donald Trump, but, you know, there is still this Brexit thing. Anyway, I look forward to when you do manage to do some international calls. And, because, you know... We put a sense of humor about ourselves, unlike Americans.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, UK person. I don't need your shit today. I will do some. I should do, like, just an entire show. An entire UK show. That's what I should do.
Hey, Brad. This is Chupacabra.
Hello.
I just want to say keep up the good work. I love the show. I can't get enough of it, man.
Thank you.
I listen to it every day. I even listen to the same shows I've already listened to over and over
again. I like your voicemails.
It's just
I like how your voicemail is only 24 seconds long. And you're just saying nice things about me. That's my favorite kind of voicemail.
Funny. I love it. Keep up the good work again. You're doing God's work, buddy. I really appreciate it.
I try.
We'll talk to you later. Oh, you're not my buddy, pal. You're
Whatever.
Not my pal, chief.
Fuck you too, Chupacabra. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that to either of you. It's just all those grouchy trailer park managers rubbing off on me. So that was the last voicemail. That's the end of today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Buster C, for sponsoring today's episode. Thanks, everyone, that's been supporting the Kickstarter to get us a new coin. I don't know how I was going to do that coin if this Kickstarter thing didn't happen, so I'm really glad that that thing worked out. Like, I probably would have had to wait until, like, you know, after summer or something, like really late in the year to get these coins done, just like I always do. Was it late in the year last year? I can't remember. All I know is they're getting made this year, and it's going to be great. They're going to be the best coins we've ever had. You guys are pretty great, just like the people over on Patreon that have been supporting the show, making more shows happen, longer shows, like 5 shows a week between all the different shows I've been doing. That wouldn't be happening without the Patreon. So thank you, everyone, for supporting the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. I'm going to end today's show with a guy who I support on Patreon, even though he hasn't posted anything on Patreon for 2 years now. I still support his Patreon because I love his stuff that he's done so much. This is Rappy McRapperson's song, Dusty Trails Out West. Somebody requested this on the last show. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm not playing that. I'm going to play Eminem. But today, I'm playing your song.
I'm on the trail, this is the trail mix. With rocks and sand and cactuses. On a hike for 1,000,000 kilometers. I need some frozen water because today's a heater. Stumbling. Through rocks and sand in a rocky, sandy, barren wasteland. I need some water, my mouth is dry. I saw some ladies, they think I'm the guy. And then they gave my nuts a massage. Oh, snaps! It's just a mirage. I really just bumped my nuts into a cactus. And ow! The pain is intense. I need some band-aids because my crotch is bloody. And my nutsack juice drips out all runny. I'm going insane in the membrane. I ghost rode the horse till my leg got sprained. I'm gonna meet a wizard. He'll give me a potion. I'll mix it with glue and use it as a lotion. And rub it on my face and get superhuman strength. And my wiener will grow to a ginormous length. In the west, dusty trails out west. Tumbleweeds and cactuses. Barren, hot, dry land. Cattle hoof prints mark trails in sand. In the west. West side. I went to the old ghost town saloon, sipping sarsaparilla from a spoon. That hits the spot. Hey barkeep, how about some water drops? Oh snaps, he's a skeleton. My brain turned into gelatin. Ghost ride the horse, horse ride the ghost. Cursing your verses but never in the chorus. Sitting on 24-inch horseshoes. And if he breaks his leg, he'll make a ton of glue. Down the trail, out popped a coyote. You look hungry. Take a treat, buddy. I reached for my treats, but he bit off my hand. And then he ate my arm bones and chewed off my skin. Ow! My appendages! I need those things for smack doodling in the west. Dusty trails out west. Tumbleweeds and cactuses. Barren, hot, dry land. Cattle hoof prints mark trails in sand. In the west. West side. Yay. West coast. Yay. Amber waves of corn grain crunch and dusty trails and old car junkyards. I need some water. It's high noon now, but it's gonna get hotter. Oh, snaps, a papaya. I drank the nectar. Now I'm way less thirsty on this adventure. I'm looking for the wizard. Oh, there he is. He caught a brief glimpse of the cowboy kid. What's up with a potion? But then he disappeared. Cross-country riding is bound to get weird. Out west is hazy. There's lots of ghosts. There's dust out west. Lassos and gun smoke. Sitting back, sipping on some soda. The ladies call me the young Abe Vigoda. Just walking around, taking a quest on the dusty trails of the wild, wild west. Dusty trails out west. Tumbleweeds and cactuses. Barren, hot, dry land. Cattle hoof prints mark trails in sand. In the west. Yay! West Coast is the best coast. Yay!
No. Don't tell me what I can do and what I can't do, sir. I'm the president of the park. I can go any place I want to.